Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness.
I'm your host, Zelda Speaks, and we're just here to make your day just a little less stressful and to share with you things that can help you in your course in life and where you're going. And we're just here to celebrate with you. So happy Earth Day, birthday, born day. Today's your birthday. If you're celebrating, we're celebrating it with you. And if you'd like to share that information, you can call in and do so, or just type it in the comments on YouTube or our Facebook channel. Today's topic, should we be helping the homeless or the unhoused? That is the question of the day. My guest will be Queen. I do not want to tear up this name, so I'm just going to pronounce her last name, Queen Khalid. And she will be joining us in the after the 7:30 break. Also, today's topic, I thought this was very interesting. Dr. Willie Wilson is asking the city of Chicago, especially the aldermen and other elected officials, to lower the taxes to help the Chicago residents. Why? Because taxes are killing us. That's why. I did not know that aldermen make $130,000 a year? Did you know that? I certainly didn't know it. So that's some information that will be on my blog later on today, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com, which is where the invite for the show today is. If you're listening online, you can type in your questions on our Facebook channel, HLN TV Show, or our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show. And you can also go to my blog. I've given you that, but I'll share that with you. Also, be sure and set your DVRs or nobody makes VHS tapes anymore. So set your DVRs for Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19 to see the Higher Learning TV Show. And if you are listening online, we're on Instagram, the Homeless Project, HLN, and I'll pull that up later, HLN.homeless.project, and you'll see why we should be helping the homeless. Also, on my Instagram page, it's Zelda Speaks, the number 2 and the letter U. And if you are one of those people who have been sitting for a while, as we all have, then you should know that chances are you may or may not be a diabetic, because we have a tendency to sit, smoking. Sitting is the new smoking. And we overeat too much and all that good stuff. So you might be a diabetic. I was a pre-diabetic for 10 years and didn't even know it. So be sure and go to diabeticdonut.com and download that information and share it with someone, because I know you see me drinking this every morning. Apple, beet, cucumber, lemon, ginger, kale, and turmeric reverses type 2 diabetes. Doctors, I can tell you that. Because they can make money off of you. I shouldn't say that, but I did. Anywho, be sure and join to get that information so that you can share that. And if you're headed out and about today, traffic and weather is sponsored by Karen Kelly of itex.com. High in the upper 80s today. 88 degrees, almost 90, and 90 tomorrow, too. So it's going to be real hot, and I'm loving every minute of it. If you are headed out and about this morning, then you must be prepared for all that comes with it. So allow yourself some extra time, because this is what you will experience: noise and chaos and more chaos. So if you're headed out on Metra and CTA, there are no reported delays, but you know there's always something working in the background. So just keep in mind to allow yourself some extra time this morning. On the CTA, no delays either. Anyway, either way, on the Kennedy inbound, it's your usual traffic to and from O'Hare, 39 inbound and 21 on the outbound. On the Edens, it's 29 and 19 on the outbound. On the Eisenhower, it's another story. It is 41 minutes inbound and 21 out. On the Stevenson, it is 31 minutes in and 20 out. on the Dan Ryan, it's your usual delays to 95th Street and inbound to downtown Chicago, 19 minutes in and 15 minutes on the reverse. On the Bishop Ford, it is 11 minutes in both directions. And DuSable, Lakeshore Drive, it is 10 minutes in and 9 minutes on the reverse. And that's your traffic and weather sponsored by Karen Kelly of Chicago.itex.com. This is a site for entrepreneurs and business owners who need products or services. I always tell you, we've bought everything under the sun, car, equipment, travel, anything you can think of, we've bought it at itex.com. And the great thing about it is that you get a chance to use IRS dollars, trade dollars, which is recognized by the IRS, so they're not penalized, this is not fake money, none of that, because I'm not going to jail and I'm not verifying nobody. So if you are a legitimate business and you have, you need stationery or anything you can buy at any other store in the world, you can barter it so you don't have to pay money. And that's your traffic and weather, sponsored by Karen Kelly at itex.com. Be sure and prepare yourself for this week, because the weather is going to be really, 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 really hot. And we don't want you out there unhydrated. We want you to take personal, deliberate action. And actually, that is the topic of today's inspiration. Shared to me, with me, from Mike House. It is Monday, July 18th. And Mike House says, the difference between a thought and a decision is an action. Let me say that again. The difference between a thought and a decision is an action. Both happen in the mind, but they produce two different results. Undoubtedly, thought is powerful. It stands under all physical manifestation. You do not get a physical expression without thought. Our whole world is a dominant way of thinking pushed out into expression. But as spiritual masters, our focus must be on the process that moves ideas from the invisible to the visible. That requires conscious, deliberate action on our part. Thought brings you desire to you in the mental realm. Deliberate personal action causes you to receive it. Deliberate personal action causes thought to put on skin or take form. Is there a desire that seems to be delayed? Let today be a day of deliberate personal action, and just thinking about it brings it next to you. To turn it into a lived experience that you can touch with your hand. Take deliberate personal action, such as prayer and meditation, that blesses you and the world. As little children, let us love not in word or speech, but in truth and in action. And that's taken from 1 John 3:18. And that's your Monday morning inspiration from Mike House. And who's Mike House, Donald? Well, I'm on his list. I get his inspiration every single day. And if you Google Mike House, you can get on his list too. But there's one catch. You cannot respond. The list is so large. And you know, when you're on a list and you get a ping, every time somebody responds to it, you get a ping on your phone, and that'll just go on and on and on and on and on, baby. It just drives me crazy. Sometimes I just think, oh, I don't even hear. Unless I'm expecting a call, then I'll just put it on background. So, but anyway, that's how you can get that daily inspiration as well. It is 7:14, and it is time for our Monday morning mindfulness meditation. And you know what that means? Yep. That means that we prepare ourselves for the day before we leave out the house, because we have to arm ourselves with the power of the presence that keeps us in a place of peace when chaos and confusion is all over the place. And you won't even be affected by it. You'll be like, wow, did that just happen? Oh, okay. Don't pray for them. So that's why we get ready to meditate this morning. And what I'd like you to do is to simply get comfortable. Wherever you are, whatever space you're in, just get comfortable. And we are going to meditate to activate. And what are we activating, Zelda? We are activating the power within. Because when we take the time to arm ourselves, when chaos and confusion comes, we'll be like, take a deep breath. Yeah, all right. And just let it, the kids do. That's what you do. So that is what we are doing today. We are meditating to activate. Meditate to activate. Meditation is your first line of defense. It will protect you and your immune system in times of chaos and confusion. So let us begin the process. And what you see on the screen here, meditate to activate, just a small reminder. And close your eyes. Looking at me is not important. This is the time that we go within and get quiet. So let us sit up straight, get comfortable wherever you are. If you're lying down in bed, that's fine too. But whatever you do, just take a long stretch and just give thanks for the power of the stretch. Someone somewhere can. But close your eyes and let us begin the process. As you hear that tone, remind yourself of the greatness that is within you. We give thanks for the power to go within and block everything out but that wisdom of the Creator. The Creator that guides us, guards us, and protects us in times of chaos and confusion. Let us inhale deeply through our nose to the count of five. Hold it. And exhale. Oh, does that feel good? If you are inhaling deep enough, I want to see your chest expand. And if you need to put your hands on your stomach to remind yourself that that chest needs to expand, do so. Inhale deeply. Hold it, and exhale. We're breathing through the nose. Remember, inhale deeply. Hold it, and exhale. As you continue to breathe in and breathe out, it doesn't matter if we're breathing together, as long as you are breathing. As we inhale, we give thanks for the power of the breath, because it is the breath that will keep us in times of chaos and confusion. That is why we inhale deeply. And as we exhale, let's bring those arms up and out and simply move that body from side to side and stretch and give thanks for the power of the breath. As we inhale deeply, we remind ourselves, let us inhale, meditate to activate. And many of us are in a position where we want the wealth that is displayed before us 24/7 on a daily basis. So we can use the power of our thoughts to inhale wealth and exhale debt. If everything begins in the mind, inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. And this time, let's say out loud, let's inhale wealth, say it out loud, inhale wealth, hold it, and exhale debt. You can blow that out. Once more, inhale wealth, hold it, and exhale debt. We can blow that one out of our mouth. Once more, inhale wealth, hold it. And exhale debt. Doesn't that feel good? You can do anything you want to do with the power of your mind. Of course, there's a whole lot more that goes along with this. But this is the very beginning of inhaling and exhaling to get what you want in life. Last time, inhale wealth. Oh, wealth looks good on you. as you exhale that death. Keeping our eyes closed, this is one of my favorites because we do this with our eyes closed, with our minds focused on our faith. And this one, we will inhale faith and exhale fear altogether. Let's inhale faith. Hold it. And blow out the fear. Think of something that you may be afraid of. And let's inhale faith on that one. Inhale faith. Hold it. And exhale fear. Blow it out. Once more. Inhale faith. Hold it. And exhale fear. Whatever it is, let it go, because it only came to teach us a lesson, and that is to inhale faith and exhale fear, because you have the power in your breath. All you have to do is exercise it. Here's my next one. Inhale love. Self-love and love for self continuously. And exhale. Once more, inhale love, hold it, and exhale hate. Hate will eat you from the inside out, so let it go, especially if you don't want to. Inhale love, hold it, and blow out hate. You've got to let the hate go. You cannot hold on to it because it hampers you. It will keep you in a place that you don't want to be, longer than you want to be there. So let us remember to inhale love and exhale hate. We do not want to be trapped by our thoughts. We have the power of our mind to do so. So let us continue. As we inhale the genius in us, you've been doubting yourself. You don't have to do that anymore, because there is a knowing inside of you that tells you everything you need to know, but you have to get quiet long enough to hear it. That's why we inhale our genius and exhale down. Inhale once more. Inhaling the genius, and hold it. And let it marinate in your body as you exhale and blow out the doubt. Once more, inhale genius. And exhale doubt. Once more, if you need love, baby, it's all about self-love. It does not come from out there. He, she, it, them, her, we. That's not where it comes from. Real love comes from within. So when you love yourself, you can love others, but it has to begin within. I'm not talking about that artificial love where you go and shop and find things to make yourself feel good. I'm not saying don't do that, but real love doesn't come wrapped in a package. It shows up in how we treat ourselves and how we allow others to treat us. So let us inhale love, hold it, and exhale. It's all about love, self-love. And these, ladies and gentlemen, are affirmations. And affirmations are words of encouragement, of faith, that will get us through anything. So that is what we are doing this morning. Let us continue to inhale affirmations and exhale that negative self-talk. Blow it out. Let's do that one again. Inhale affirmation. All the good things we just said about ourselves, we can say them again and say them all day long, especially when the voices come in your mind and tell you that you're less than, you can't do this. So we inhale positive affirmations. When those crazy thoughts come, it's not about you controlling those thoughts. It's changing those thoughts. Telling those thoughts in your mind what to think. You know, that's why when I see people talking to themselves, I don't judge them. Because, you know, sometimes you got to speak outside of your body in order to get the results you need. So inhale affirmations and blow out that negative self-talk. And these are t-shirts that you can wear all day long. that will keep you in a state of consciousness to help you continue on your journey of self-love and self-respect and just being the best that you can on a daily basis. So let's inhale once more. Hold it. And exhale. Now these t-shirts are the Monday Morning Mindfulness Breathwork t-shirts to overcome fear, doubt, and love. And breathwork is crucial to your daily survival. And you can see all that information. It's on my blog at zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. All of that information is there. And it's available to you anytime, day or night. And if the proceeds benefit, the sun is beaming down on me and I'm loving it. I should have closed it, but I need that sun. I'm sorry. Proceeds benefit the homeless. And if you go to our Instagram page, you'll see that hln.homeless.project. All the prices are on there. And they're tax deductible via the higherlearningnetwork.org. And there's our Instagram page as we take our long, last deep inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. And this time, I want us to inhale so deep that we feel it throughout our entire body as we inhale deeply, bringing love light to the top of our head, down through the forehead and the face and the neck and the shoulders as we inhale, giving thanks for the power of the breath, spreading those wings and moving that body and moving that breath on down through the shoulders and the chest and the solar plexus and the back and the hips. Inhale deeply. Giving thanks for the power of the breath as it moves down through the thighs and the knees and the legs and the ankles and the arches, giving more love, light, and energy to via the breath down through the feet, the toes. Wiggle those toes, sending that energy back up. Let's inhale. Bring that energy back up through the toes. Inhale deeply. Bringing that energy back up from the feet, the ankles, the legs and the knees, and the hips and the thighs and the buttocks and the back and the arms as we stretch them and give thanks as we move, think, and have our being through the power of that which protects us. We give thanks as we turn from one side to the other to stretch that body. Don't be looking at me. Stretch that body. Yeah, stretch that body. Move that body. You're sitting down. I know you're sitting down. And the body needs as much movement as possible. As we inhale once more, bring your head down, chin to chest, and slowly rotate that head to the left and slowly rotate it around to the back. Slow down, you're moving too fast. Slowly rotate it to the right and back round to the front. Inhale once more. And this time, bring your head down, chin to chest, and slowly rotate the head to the right. And slowly bringing it around to the back and over to the left and back around to the front. Head up. And your last inhale deeply. And look to the left as far as you possibly can, feeling a stretch in the right of the neck. And bringing the head back and turning the head to the right, feeling a stretch in the left part of the neck as far as you possibly can and bringing it back. And that is your Monday Morning Mindfulness Meditation. And I hope you've enjoyed that. And last but not least, two of the most powerful words on the planet, I am. So whatever you put after those words today, you simply give thanks for the power of those words. And you can choose any words that you like. I like to say, I am happy. I am healthy. I am wealthy beyond measure. So you can use anything that you like. Ladies and gentlemen, you have just triggered the happiness within, the wealth within, and you can do anything you so desire if you so desire to get quiet and listen to the still small voice that will never ever steer you wrong. And that is your Monday morning mindfulness meditation. I hope you enjoy that. There's plenty more where that came from. If you go to my YouTube channel, Zelda Speaks, as well as Zelda Speaks Mindfulness, you'll find more of that and other information there. So thank you so much for joining me this morning on Monday Morning Mindfulness. It is now time for our 7:30 break, our first break, and we will be back with the Queen. And the Queen will share with us this morning what we're discussing about. Why should we be helping the homeless? Should we? If so, why? I want to know why. Don't you want to know why? Well, you know, sometimes we have to do things that others may not agree with, but that's not important. What's important is that we agree and we do what we need to do. Okay? Alrighty, and if you want to call in, 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak, and we will take your call, and we'll be right back. So stay close.
Taxes are higher than ever. 78,000 of our residents leave Chicago to shop in Indiana. Jobs are being lost, and businesses are relocating. Let's find a way to lower our taxes to encourage residents to continue living and shopping in our city. Let's rebuild. Let's restore Chicago. Vote for me, for mayor of the city of Chicago, and I will work hard to find solutions in the matter. I'm Dr. Willa Wilson, and I'm approved of this message.
Paid for by Willa Wilson.
Kids, God, and future should not be left behind. One person should not decide what is the best for our 77 communities. Politicians must work together for our kids' best interests. They deserve a safe education with resources that meet every student need. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Crime in Chicago contains an entry. Community and politicians must come together to make a change. No one person can solve the problem by themselves. But I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 77 communities. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willa Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of our cells, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
You are tuned in to the Soulful Chicago Book Fair 2020 Vision Fundraising Campaign. That's right. You can support the vision of reviving Black literary excellence in this city by simply taking your $20 or more and donating it on our website. Visit www.soulfulchicagobookfair.com and click the Donate tab on our homepage, or give us a call at 646-359-6605, and we welcome you, helping us breathe literary life into the South Side of Chicago.
What happens when a group of people are kidnapped from their homes, smuggled away in chains, and held captive in a foreign land where they are tortured, raped, and forced to perform hard labor by the lash of a whip and under the constant threat of death? Slavery, the African-American psychic trauma. What happened to the doctors, writers, scientists, builders, educators, and spiritual leaders from Africa's golden age? Who did they really capture and sell into slavery? Are all African Americans suffering from psychic trauma because of a conspiracy to hide their true identities? Do you have psychic trauma? Take the test on page 22 of the book and see. Order it online today at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. And get your personally autographed copy of the book, Slavery, the African American Psychic Trauma.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Raise funds for the homeless. If you go to my blog, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com, you will see the information there, and it's kind of way down there, so I'll bring it up later. But right now, let me bring up the queen herself. Shalom, queen.
Shalom.
I do not want to mess up that first name, so I'm going to say Queen Karu. You can pronounce the first name because I don't want to mess it up. I apologize. Please pronounce your name for me, Queen.
Okay, good morning. My name is Queen Mazazi.
Mazazi.
Yes.
I can say that. Mazazi. Welcome, Queen Mazazi. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. I am loving all your realness this morning. Where are you, if I may ask?
Well, I'm in Chicago.
Oh, you are in Chicago. Okay.
Yes, I'm in Chicago.
Kudos to our executive producer, Naima Latif, who arranged this interview, because when she told me what you were doing, I was like, oh, my goodness, the stars are in alignment. So thank you for the work that you do with the homeless and other areas of your life. But I just like you to tell our listening and viewing audience a little bit about who you are and what you do while I go and try to block out this. I love the sun, but I'm burning up, and I don't get enough of it, so I got to go close the window. So please tell us who you are and how you came about to do the wonderful work that you're doing.
Okay, good morning, everyone. My name is Queen Mazazi. My birth name is Marie Antoinette Jean-Pierre. I was born in Haiti. I carry a West passport, and my coronation was from Africa. That's the reason why I am the very first Haitian American African queen. Ever since I was a little girl, people used to call me princess. I said, no, I am not a princess. I'm a queen. reason, the queen from France, her name was Marie Antoinette. I don't know why my mom called me Marie Antoinette, but there was a reason behind it. So, I've been running a ministry that's called the Valley of Love. The Valley of Love Ministries. It's a ministry where we help the homeless, the less fortunate, and anybody that comes to our door. Anyone that comes to our door, we help them. We've been doing this for over 20 years.
Oh my goodness.
Ministry started back home in Haiti. I went back home, and I picked up a lot of children from the street, placed them, I put them in an orphanage. But for some reason, the Lord said, I want you to switch your ministry to Florida.
Oh.
So when the Lord said, I said, okay, Lord, I have to listen to you. So I started doing Valley of Love Ministry in 2010 here in Florida. So when I just started the ministry, I started in a small little building. And then the Lord blessed us with a big, a huge building. I said, okay, Lord, what is it exactly you want us to do? So while I was sitting on the floor, I was just praying. I said, Lord, please tell me what to do with this building. The next thing you know, I saw a bunch of people sitting in front of the door. I would ask to them, hi, my name is Marie Antoinette. What can I do for you guys? And they all say, I'm homeless. I was like, what? You're homeless? I said, you know what? I'm going to give you a place to stay, and I'm going to feed you. They said, okay. The next day, everybody was inside helping me set up, clean up. I call it the Valley of Love.
Mm.
Homeless Ministry.
Mm.
Valley of Love Homeless Ministry. At that time, I had just received my 501c3.
Mm.
And I quit my job. I quit my job to do ministry full time.
Mm.
I'm telling you, we serve a big God, a wonderful God. So when we just got the building, the next day, all the guys came and started helping me mop the floor. I said, I'm going to fetch you guys too. So everybody came. And then, I'm telling you, God is so good. God is well. My best friend was like, at that time I was not a queen. She was like, Marie Antoinette, how are you going to run an organization or ministry, a homeless ministry, and you don't have nothing saved? Oops, I'm sorry. It's Valley of Love Ministries at all. You put that come.
Oh, at AU?
No, ORG.
Oh, dot org. Value,
Valley of Love Ministries dot org. You put that come.
Ministries.org, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so she was like, how are you going to do that? I said, don't you know I serve a big God? I said, God is real. So anyway, at that time, my landlord, he gave us 3 months free. No, 2 months free. So I was there helping people, doing a lot of things. Helping people. We help with job assistance, pretty much with everything.
Mm.
But then, I was there just helping people. Okay, so while I was doing this, like a few months later, boom, it was Then I said, okay, Lord, my friend told me that ministry will not last 3 months. And exactly 3 months later, here's what happened.
Wow.
I went to my God and I was just praying. My landlord called and said, are you ready to pay the rent? I said, well, give me a little time. I told him to give me a little time. He said, nope. He said to me, why don't you just live peacefully? I said, listen, sir, let me tell you something. I serve a big God. I said, I work for the kingdom.
All right.
I work for the kingdom. Don't worry. I said, don't worry. I'm going to pay you. I mean, that was about like 5-6 months later.
Mm.
5-6 months later. I said, don't worry. I'm going to pay you. And then the Lord told me, why don't you go ahead and send a press release to the news? I said, okay, Lord. I woke up the next day. I sent a press release to the news. I said, hi, my name is Maria Antoinette, and here's what I do. They said, really? They said, wow, you're doing all this good. I said, yes. He said to me, can I come around 5 o'clock? I said, sure, 5 o'clock is good. Exactly by 5. The man came with his camera and everything. And then he came and he said, the ministry that fed the hungry, that helped the homeless, and dressed the naked, that helped the community, now she needs your help. I said, okay, Lord. So, you know, 5 o'clock noon. From 11 o'clock again, he came live to the ministry. He said, a ministry that helps so many, that helps the community, now they need your help. I said, okay. I mean, I was just sitting in front of the TV watching everything. By 11:05, somebody called me, Maria Antoinette, I love what you're doing. I'm going to donate $1,000. I said, okay, Lord. 5 minutes later, somebody else called. I'm going to donate another $1,000. I said, that's it. I said, now, okay, Lord, you're working. And then the next day, people start calling me from all over. They said, wow, we love the work you're doing. We love what you're doing. I said, okay. By 10:30, the guy called me. The guy from the news. He said, Maria Antoinette, did you put up all the money yet? I said, well, other people promised. But then I have a chance to pick up the money yet. And then by noon, he went on the news saying, well, I'm sorry, Valley of Love Ministry, they're not calling the money. They're going to shut down. At that time, I had already paid the rent. I paid all my bills, everything that was due. So when I called, somebody called me and said, did you see the man put on the news that Valley of Love was getting in trouble? I said, what? Let me call him. When I called him, he said, you know what? I'm going to put you on the 5 o'clock news again. You should have seen me jumping. I was like, praise the Lord. The rent paid for. I was just screaming. Okay? That's exactly how Valley of Love Ministry started here. From there, the ministry started growing. We started helping more people. We started, oh my goodness. We helped them a lot of people was homeless. We helped them get back on their feet. We helped them with job assistance, with counseling. Also, we help them with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Mm.
Where the ministry located, a lot of them used to be on drugs, used to, you know, to be a killer, used to do all kind of crazy things. To the ministry, right now, a lot of them carry a Bible in their hand.
Mm.
A lot of them carry a Bible in their hand. So from there, I was just doing the Lord's work. A lot of people said to me, why don't you switch and do something else? Because before I started the homeless ministry, I sent a letter to a lot of churches in the area. When they found out it was a homeless ministry, they said, nah, I'm not going to help the homeless ministry. Because you know why? A lot of people think people homeless is because they're junkies.
Yes, yes.
They're drug addicts, they're alcoholics. I was like, no, that's not true. I said, listen, any of us can be homeless.
Amen.
You know why? We all work from paycheck to paycheck.
Yes.
once you lose your job, once you lose your job, a friend or family will keep you for a day or two.
Yep.
After that, you gotta go.
Yep.
After that, you gotta go. So I explained to them nice and clear. So anyway, I sent a letter to every single church in the area. Not even one of them show up. Not even one. I said, okay, Lord. I said, fine. I don't mind. I'm doing your work. I know I'm for the kingdom, so I know you will take care of it.
Mm.
One day I was, you know, just doing my Father's work. I was just helping people. Whenever it was freezing cold, I mean, well, Florida doesn't really get that cold.
I was about to say, since when does it get cold in Florida?
I mean, well, no, not like here.
Okay.
No, not like here.
Okay.
But sometimes it gets like 45, 50 degrees and it's been cold.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So what I do, I used to just drive around, pick up homeless people from the street by myself. At that time, I was not married. By myself. I picked them up from the street. I took them to Valley of Love.
Mm.
The police be like, you're not afraid? I said, for what? For what reason? Why should I be afraid for? I'm doing my Father's work.
Amen.
I'm taking care of my brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
I took them. I played, you know, play Christian movies for them. I fed them. And then the next day, I just let them go.
Mm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I do have a lot of, you know, I did have a lot of people that live there too. So I was just there doing my Father's work. I was just, you know, taking care of people.
Mm-hmm.
One day I was there working, doing, I mean, I'm telling you, a lot of people. Right now, I start taking them to church. Every time I go to church, I have a long line going to church with me. A long line of people going to church. A lot of them become a Christian. A lot of them did not know nothing about the Lord. I start having, you know, we start having Bible study with them. They was like, wow, I didn't know life was like that. I did not know life was like that. So I was, you know, we was just there helping people. We also had a program that's called Dress for Success.
Mm-hmm.
So every time somebody's going for a job interview, we would help them with clothes, with shoes, with everything, looking good night.
From head to toe.
You would never think that person was homeless.
Mm.
Dress them up very nice, and then they go out there and look for the job. Look for the job. I'm telling you. Also, I even do prison ministry. Now, because of COVID, everything is, you know, everything stopped now.
Mm-hmm.
But I used to go to prison and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And when you go there, they'd be like, I don't want to be there, but it seemed like every time I go there, that's when I have time to pray.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I have time to talk to God. And, but once I'm out, I don't really have time for God.
Oh.
I'm like, wow, you see how God is? A lot of times God puts you somewhere for a reason, for a purpose. So just like I said, the Valley of Love Ministry has been around for over 20 years. For over 20 years.
That's a long time.
But let me tell you, a lot of people was like, why don't you do, they said to me, why don't you help children instead? Why don't you help people with cancer, with HIV?
Mm, mm, mm.
The Lord said, no, I placed you right here. I want you to help the homeless and the less fortunate.
Mm.
Let me tell you, it was not easy. It's not easy at all. Because a lot of times, the same people that we help, they're the ones that turn around and stab us on our back.
Wow.
I have a couple experiences with them. A young lady, she was like 22, 23. She called me, she told me she was homeless. But she told me she did not have a mom or dad. I said, okay, I'm going to be a mom. I took her in. We have a building with 25 beds. I said, okay, fine. We're going to take you in. She had a car. She came, I gave her a room, she had a boyfriend. I said, I'm sorry, this is a Christian facility. You can, I said, your boyfriend can be there, but your guys cannot sleep in the same room. She said, okay, mom, no problem. I mean, the girl was all happy. She was calling me mom and everything. And then a few weeks later, oh my goodness, this girl, she completely becomes somebody new.
Really?
She called me every name. And I came to the ministry. She had some short shorts on. She was smoking in the yard. And then the next thing you know, her boyfriend moved in with her in the room. I was like, remember I told you your boyfriend, hey, get away from me. Who do you think you are? That girl cursed me out. Okay?
Wow.
We also have a food pantry. They come like every year, they come twice a year. One visit, you know, one surprise visit and one regular visit. What happened, it was time to do the surprise visit. Whoa. The lady came to do the visit. When she got there, that young lady was walking around with a short shirt on, smoking weed. And then the lady was like, where's Miss Pierre? Oh, that lady, she's no good. She's not really doing this. She's not doing, oh my gosh. She went off and told those people all kind of lies. She told the people all kind of lies. And then, but the thing about it, they know me. They know what I was doing.
Right.
You know, she said, oh, she's not really helping those people. She's not, I mean. So when the lady sent me an email saying, what's going on? Why you put that young lady? I said, well, she called me. She needed help. So I was just trying to help her. So just when I went there the next day, oh, I lie about you. I said, that's okay. That's fine. I used to go home crying.
Ooh.
I was like, Lord. I said, Lord, I don't want to do the homeless ministry anymore. The Lord said, don't worry about it. That took me very hard. The girl, she came with one small bag. When she was getting ready to move out, she rented a U-Haul truck.
What?
I'm telling you, she took all of my nice stuff. Somebody donated a nice electric bed to me. She said to me, whenever you feel tired, you can just lay and relax yourself. That was the first thing she took.
Oh, my God.
Was the electric bed. When I said to her, hey, that's my bed. She said, no, that's for the homeless. She took everything. That was one of the worst experiences I had.
Wow. Was this in the very beginning, or had you been there for a while?
No, I mean, that was like 2 years ago that happened.
Oh.
Not so long. That happened when? Before pandemic.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that happened 2019.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, just happened.
See, that's so sad. You try to help people, and then there are those who need help who take advantage of the help that's available to them. That's so sad because it makes you not want to help others.
Yes.
Or not want to help them, but be skeptical about helping because you don't know what they're going to do.
I'm telling you, one time that happened. This is what happened. Probably 2013, this one, a Jewish family called me. They used to be wealthy, multi-billionaire, a husband, wife, with two children. So the husband, I'm talking about multi-billionaire, he got sick.
Oh.
So he was in ICU for a whole year. So everything just disappeared. So when they called me, the Lord told me to help them.
Mm.
So they came. So they came to the ministry. Okay, the husband, he was a financial advisor. The wife, she's an artist. And the two boys, they could take a computer, took it apart, and put it back together. Professional people. So when they came, I said, okay. As soon as they came, I applied for food stamps for them. They give them a lot of food stamps. Plus, they were getting checks, too. From there, I was there helping them, doing so much, you know, okay? Every morning, the husband, he got up dressed up real nice, set up, you know, by the door, talking about millions of dollars. So people would come and say, excuse me, sir, can I need this, you know, because people say he was the owner.
Oh.
Okay. So guess what? A few weeks later, there was jealous. There was like, how a black Haitian woman came all the way from Haiti doing all this.
Wow.
Okay, they got jealous.
Wow.
And then one time the husband came to me and said, I'm going to a meeting for Valley of Love. I was like, we're going. You're not going by yourself.
Okay.
And no problem. When I got there, that man had already put together his own organization. He wasn't really going for Valley of Love. He was going for his own. But anyway, I went there. I sat down, I listened and everything. So that man was there, helping them and everything. And then one day he came to me and said, Mr. Pierre, I said, yes, sir. Can I see all of your legal papers? I was like, for what? What do you want to see my legal papers for? Are you the FBI or CIA?
Okay.
I mean, the men were just there feeling so jealous of me.
Oh, wow.
People were coming in and out, helping them. You know, he got so jealous. So finally, he lied. He went to my daughter's boyfriend saying, oh, her daughter's doing this, doing this, doing that. Okay, that was jealousy. So
expected.
They were trying to fight me, everything. And then I called the police. The police said, man, you cannot kick them out. The police was getting ready to arrest my son-in-law. I was like, what? What is going on?
Oh, wow.
What is going on? So what I did, I was very upset. I went to the police station. I explained it to the sergeant. He said, you know what? It's people like them. I mean, people like you don't want to help other people.
Oh, wow.
He called the police. He said, you know what? Get him out right now. I feel so bad because they didn't have nowhere to go.
Mm.
But they were trying to fight me. For no reason. It's the people, you know, for no reason at all.
People who are jealous will often try to fight you, so you can't
so
take
finally,
that personal.
The police came. They told him, sorry, you gotta go. Okay, I have another experience again.
Okay, I need you to hold that thought. We got to take our first commercial break, actually our 8 o'clock break. Executive producer Naima Latif says, greetings, Queen Mazi. Thank you for joining us. We're going to take our first commercial break, and if you want to call in and ask her questions, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. CJ of Valona Health, where we combine orthopedic manual therapy and neuroscience to treat the whole person. Health tip for the day is keep it moving. Doesn't matter how, just keep it moving doing something you enjoy. Walking, dancing, rolling on the floor with your dogs or kids, really anything. The body craves movement to keep the bones, joints, and muscles happy. Even our mental health and internal organs and digestive system rely on our movements. Thanks for being a part of the Higher Learning Network on the Female Solution.
Oh man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456. And schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self-care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and yourself feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
And this next promo you are about to see is Quick Click. This is one of the sites that we join in a couple of months ago to help us raise funds for the homeless. So here we go.
Where customers can buy, share, and earn. Meet Sam. Sam owns an e-commerce business that sells athletic shoes and running gear. Sam wants to increase her sales without increasing marketing spend, so she decides to list her products on QuickClick. On QuickClick, her loyal customers can get paid for sharing her products with their friends. Sam uploads her products to the marketplace just like she would on Amazon or Shopify. Meet Laura. Laura is in the market for a new pair of shoes and comes across Sam's brand on the QuickClick marketplace. Laura is able to purchase the shoes and check out like she would. After purchasing, Laura receives a unique QuickClick that she can share with friends to begin earning quick cash. Her friend Jessica opens Laura's QuickClick on her phone and purchases a pair of shoes. Because Jessica purchases using Laura's QuickClick, Laura receives quick cash in her account. After purchasing, Jessica can now share her own QuickClick and begin earning quick cash as well. But QuickClick is more than just your typical referral or affiliate platform. QuickClick rewards customers for sales they directly and indirectly influence. So, for every sale Jessica's new QuickClick makes, Laura will earn additional quick cash as well, making the potential for earning exponential. Laura and Jessica can transfer their quick cash balance to their bank account at any time, or can even use quick cash to make additional purchases in the app. Meanwhile, Sam can just watch as the sales roll in. Best of all, she doesn't have to worry about costs, since she is only spending marketing dollars when actual purchases are made. Start buying, sharing, and earning today at QuickClick.com.
And if you need more information, you can just send us an email and we will respond. This is our response to the homeless, where we help the homeless. This is the way we earn money. I never thought about taking it further like you did. So thank you for coming on and sharing that information this morning on the Female Solution. So this is the deal. At this website, QuickClick.com, we've only bought a couple of products, and we buy those products. It's the hot chocolate that we would buy to help them keep warm in the wintertime, and the noni juice to help with the immune system. So those are the only two products that we've bought. You don't have to buy all these products. Anytime you buy something, they will send you a link for you to share with others so that your organization can make money and you can make money as well. So that's part of what we do at the Higher Learning Network. So I want to thank you, Queen Mazazi, for sharing that story. And I know you have to leave at 8:30, but I want you to continue that story because it's very important that people realize how important it is that we do support the homeless, because you've had a story here that I have never heard before, and I'm sure if I've never heard it, somebody else hasn't heard it as well. But I forgot to mention this. That's our Instagram page where our homeless project is. Now, you mentioned early at the Valley of Love Ministries, and I wanted to bring that back up so people could see your website. The work that you do, and you are sometimes not appreciated for the work that you do, because some people have hidden agendas. And I implore you to continue to do the work that you do, because, you know, that was a test. That's all that was. And it was a big test, too, to go through what you did. But I just want people to see the website, the Valley of Ministries, Valley of Love Ministries.
Yes.
So,
it's a valley with a lot of love. When somebody walks in there, you can feel the love of God.
Yes. And that's what we need. I love that. The Valley of Love. So you will only experience love. So please continue with your story. Oh, we've got a call here. Let's take some calls. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. We're going to the phone. 872-901. You are live on the Female Solution. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And what's your question or comment for Queen Mazazi?
Good morning. Good morning. This is Lois here in Chicago in the South Shore area. Good morning to everyone. God has blessed us another day. And
yes.
I just, you know, I wondered from the Valley of Love Ministry organizer, have you noticed that when you're trying to do something for God, Satan is always present?
Did we just lose you, Lois? Lois from Chicago? We hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay. I was wondering from the Valley of Love Ministry founder, if you've noticed that when you're trying to do what God tells you to do, Satan is always present.
Did you hear? Okay.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, I hear that.
Satan is busy. Yes, ma'am.
No, very busy. Very. Very
and,
busy.
And that's the reason why we must stay prayed up. You know,
yes.
I like to start off my day with that 37 Psalms, because you just never know. But when you're doing God's will, you don't have to worry about anything. You're protected anyway. Just keep on doing just what he tells you to do. Thank you.
All
Love
right.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Lois. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead, Queen.
Yeah, okay. Well, let me finish because I don't have that much time left.
Okay.
Anyway, people probably want to know why I'm a queen today. I'm going to get to that in a few minutes.
Okay.
In a few minutes.
Okay.
So, just like I said, a lot of people did not want to help because they feel the homeless don't need help.
Mm.
Because they're homeless because they want to.
We're That's judging them. We're judging
them.
We don't know their situation.
Exactly. You don't know their situation. So from there, the ministry changed a lot of lives.
Mm.
A lot of lives.
Mm.
So another bad thing that happened to me, a young lady with two kids, she was sleeping under the bridge. At first, I took her to my house. And then the kids was, you know, breaking my stuff and everything. So at that time, I had a shelter. I had a building with 18 rooms. But I did not have the license or anything on yet.
Okay.
And I said, you know what? I'm going to put you in there because you're going to sleep in the street under the bridge with your children. I took her in. But there was no water yet, and plus we did not have the license to run the business. I mean, you know, just to run the building yet.
Oh.
So I put her there. And then a few months later, the landlord said, I'm sorry, you cannot have nobody live there because the bridge is not ready yet. So I told her, listen, I'm sorry, you cannot stay there. You know what she did? She called the police on me.
No!
She called the police. She told the police, oh, that woman put me in the building. There's no water. Let me tell you, I make sure I put water to her every single day. She got her womb fixed nice and neat, beautiful for her and her children. She calls the police. She tells the police, oh, she don't even have a license to run the business. She put me in there. There's no water. The police was so upset. He was like, what? That woman took you from the street? Give you a nice room like that? You call us? You know what the police did? He called the Department of Social Services and took her children away.
Oh, my goodness.
He was so upset. He was like, what? I'm going to help you? And I, you know, I mean, just like I said, I had a lot of bad experiences. Every time I said, Lord, I don't want to help. I don't want to do it anymore. The Lord said, no, I got something special for you. I want you to continue doing, helping the homeless. A lot of people I help, they come back to me. Just a few months ago, a homeless guy I had long time ago, I saw him driving around with a beautiful car. He said, I'm going to give you $10 for all you did for me. He was driving a brand new car, a beautiful sitting next to him. I was like, yes. He stopped me. He said, please. I said, no, I don't need your money. He said, no, you helped me so much.
Oh,
that
wow.
$10, I feel like it was, you know, it was $10 million when he gave it to me.
Oh, wow.
He said, no. He said, no, I want you to take that $10 for everything that you did for me. So just like I said, I had a lot of bad experience. I have a lot of good experience. But I said I will never stop helping people. Up until last year, September 9th, 2021, my life just changed. I helped an African guy. He went back home and told them what I was doing. They sent for me. They said a woman like this has to be a queen. Have to be a queen.
Wow.
So September 9th, 2021, I went to Pretoria. There was over 4,000 people. I mean, I don't know if you saw the video. If you Google the first Haitian American African queen, I should have said it to you, but I did not remember. Because yesterday I was very busy.
Okay. What do I need to Google now?
Okay, just Google the first Haitian American African queen.
Okay.
Or maybe I probably can send it to you and then you can play it. You know, because just like I said, I have to leave by 8:30.
Okay.
You can play it. I won't send it to you.
Okay.
My life completely changed. Let me tell you something. When you're doing the Lord's work, you don't have to worry. When the Lord says, I got your back, he really got your back. Okay? He really got your back. Let me tell you, I was preparing the food, cooking, cutting, everything. I can tell you really by myself. Because everybody that come to help me, even my boy, they come to help. Once they don't see money, they will not stay.
Ah.
They will not stay.
Oh.
I'm telling you, I run Valley of Love Ministries from my pocket. From my pocket. We used to get a small grant every November for $10,000, sometimes $15,000. The whole year, everything, we feed every day. Every single day we feed people. We're the only pantry that's open 7 days a week, even through the pandemic. All the other pantries closed, but our pantry's always open. Always open.
That's unusual.
So,
never heard that one before.
A lot of people are jealous right now because right now I'm sitting around a beautiful table eating steak salad. They don't understand when I was cutting all the, you know, doing all the cooking, a lot of people was not there.
Right.
So now my dinner's ready. I'm just sitting down eating my dinner. You understand?
Yes.
So the Lord said, he was just preparing me to be a queen. The Lord was just preparing me to be a queen. So I'm here in Chicago right now for a good reason, for a good purpose. I came to Reverend Jesse Jackson's crown ceremony. I came for that. So when my friend picked me up Friday night from the airport, driving around, I saw the 10th city, my heart just dropped. My heart just dropped. I was like, I thought Florida had a homeless. I didn't know Chicago had so much. I mean, oh my God. My heart just dropped. And I asked her, I said, how about during the winter time? Are those people still sleeping? I said, she said, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, wow. And since that time, I said, you know what? I'm going to pray about that and ask God for direction. So the Lord wants me to clear the Valley of Love Ministries here.
And you did. You did it. You did
yes.
that. And still
now,
doing it.
Yes. I'm thinking, you know, so I'm getting in touch with a lot of people right now. I'm trying to get a building. I'm telling you, before winter, even I might not be, Valley of Love Ministries might not be able to remove all the homeless people, but at least we'll be able to help some.
Amen. That one that counts. Some is better than none. And for those who just joined us, the video that you see on the screen is the first Haitian American and African king and queen. Is this the video that you were referring to, my sister?
No. It's called. Okay. Let me see if I can send it to you guys real quick.
Okay. Alrighty. Well, okay. She's trying to send that to me now. If you'd like to join the conversation, 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak. Actually, I saw a couple of videos there until she comes back, and I want to pull that one up too. She said that's not the one. Actually, I saw two. I just pulled the first one up. The first Haitian American, that's African king and queen. No, we want the one that says just queen, but she's going to send it to me, so then I'll just wait on that. I just thought it was unusual to be in West Palm Beach, Florida, and it was cold. I was like, really? It gets cold down there? I thought Chicago was the only place to get cold. We're going to be joined until she come back by Jody Susan, host of Self-Cell Care. I believe she's in her car. I'm going to bring her on shortly. There she is, Grand Rising Queen Sister. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Grand Rising, beautiful. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Yeah. Thank you. Oh, there she is. There she is, Queen. Yeah. Okay, she's back. Jody Susan is our host for Tuesday Self-Cell Care, and Jody wanted to come to join in and comment. But before you do, Jody, Queen, did you find the video?
Yes, I sent it to her.
Okay, so I'm going to ask her to send it to me while you two chat. It's Jody, Queen Mazazi, and Queen Mazazi, this is Jody Susan of Self-Care. Her show comes on Tuesday morning. And we had a discussion yesterday. We have a weekly sister chat on Sundays about the shows that are coming on during the week. And Jody, just tell them about what we talked about, the energy for the
homeless. Good morning, Jody. How you doing?
Good morning. So nice to meet you. I think she's still there.
Yes, she's here.
Okay. So what we spoke about is that, so I'm an energy healer. And I use divine intervention, spontaneous remission. It's been done for a very long time based in the Mayan culture. And so I would like to work with the homeless, with Zelda, to help them transmute those diseases or behaviors or mindsets that no longer serve them. The one thing I said to Zelda is that we need to make sure that because they're going to have this new reality, that they have a support group to get them into working and living off street, right? So these are the things that I would like to do. And, of course, once my cash flow starts coming in a little stronger, or we are planning on making sure that they have a clean water supply and, you know, things of that nature. But we're starting off with the energy healing.
Are you familiar with energy healing, Queen? Queen's,
how can I really hear it?
Are you familiar with energy healing? Did you hear? Oh, did you not hear what I said?
Yes, I heard what you said, but it's my first time hearing about it.
Ah, very good.
Oh, good. So it's based in prayer. So it's based in prayer,
okay.
At, accessing the divine, right? God. Some people, you know, everyone has a different name for the higher source. I just call it source energy because we don't want to, we don't want to exclude somebody else's name for God, but we also want to make sure that it's a God that, because there, in history, there have been gods that are not, you know, exactly what we want. So we want to make sure it's based in love.
Amen. Well, we will talk behind the scenes about that so that we can bring her up to snuff. But
for sure. Yeah, let's do that because I heard you have to leave at 8:30.
Yeah.
Let's make sure you're supported.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Jody, for that. I just want to show a quick clip of the video that she just sent me celebrating the first Haitian American and African king and queen.
Hundreds beautifully adorned in traditional attire thronged to the palace of the traditional ruler of Karun community in Nasarawa State, Nigeria, to witness the coronation ceremony of the first Asian American queen, Mary Antoinette Perry Intelligent, who is also the president, Valley of Love Ministry, United States of America, and the husband, Raymond Intelligent.
In Nigeria?
Abuja.
Abuja. How do you spell that? A-B-U-J-A? Abuja. I'll find it. Alrighty. So for those who want to see the rest of that video, you can go to, I'll post that information on my blog on zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. So that they can see that, because I know you have to go in like two, it's like in a minute because it's almost 8:30. But I want to thank you so very much for taking the time out of your schedule to bless us with your presence and with this project. Would you like to leave any closing information for our viewing audience?
Well, the closing information, I cannot do it by myself.
Amen.
Anybody want to help, they can call me at 561-502. 8757. I cannot do it by myself. I'm going to need a lot of helping here.
Amen.
For us to remove all those homeless people from the street,
yes.
Help them with everything, we're going to need help.
Okay.
I'm in. I'm in for the help.
Okay.
All right, okay. Do you have my my number, right?
Okay, I'm putting
it. I can't take it down now, but I know Zelda will give it to me.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Yeah, and that's.
I
want to
thank Zelda, and I want to thank you. I want to thank each and every one of you.
Thank you
very much. It was my pleasure.
Yes, my sister. It was a pleasure to have you here. Queen. Not you. You are my queen. The queen, Queen Mazazi.
Mazazi.
So good to meet you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Queen. Enjoy your day. Much success on your next interview.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Peace and blessings. All righty. That was Queen Mazazi from Value of Love Ministries. In West Palm Beach, Florida. I had no idea that it got so cold in West Palm Beach, Florida. I meant to tell her that, too, because about 20 years ago, I went there for a conference, and it was nice and hot. I had never heard of anybody being cold in Florida. But as you can see, you know, you're in Georgia, so you know it gets cold.
It actually gets really cold. And when we went to Destin, Florida this year for a conference, I was wearing a sweatshirt.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay, so let's 7732. You're live on the Feed Revolution Grand Rising. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And what's your question or comment as it relates to why should we help the unhoused or the homeless? Hi, who's
well,
this?
This is Andrew Nelson Bay. You know, decent housing is a human right because every human need is a human right. And I'm very keen about affording decent housing to everyone in Chicago once I'm elected mayor. And that's why I want to be interviewed by Hermione Hartman, who had some choice words to say about Dr. Willie Wilson the other day as it relates to his qualifications for mayor. And Andrew Nelson Bay is a little bit better suited and more qualified to be mayor of Chicago than the aforesaid individual.
All righty. Well, thank you, Andrew Nelson Bay, for calling and joining the conversation this morning. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. I thought that was rather interesting, Jody, that the homeless population, excuse me, the unhoused population may or may not be aware of how the energy that they are absorbing and transmitting may be helping or hurting them. Can you expound on that just a little bit? And before you do, Jody, let me take a quick comment from Joy. Amen, Queen Mazizi. When Mother Father God says got your back, you must know that. What a celebration! What an honor for you and service to humanity. Yes, thank you. She's gone, but she'll see this because I'm going to show it to her. So thank you, Joy Sigur. I hope I pronounced it right, but I just say Joy. Down in my heart.
Love
Miss Joy. And if you're watching online, let us know what city you are watching us from. You can post that in the comments on Facebook, HLN TV show, or our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV show. Where are you headed to this morning, Jody? Oh, go back about the energy. I'm sorry, getting all up in your business.
I'm headed to the grocery store. We have a community event today, and we just needed a couple things for that event. We're bringing the community back together here in Kennesaw, Georgia. So going back to your question about energy and how we transmit energy. So first of all, we are electrical beings. Everything, and basically walking around in a body bag. So God gave us this body bag, right? But we're really energy. And so everything we say and or do will transcend all space and time.
Oh, Jody, you're going to
feel it.
Go ahead. I forgot to play the 8:30 commercial. Did I forget to play the 8? Yeah, I forgot to play the 8:30
commercial.
Yeah, so finish that thought, and then I'm going to play this. Go ahead. Finish that thought, dear.
Do you have to go to commercial?
Yeah.
Everything we say and or do transcends space and time. And so if you're yelling at somebody, that energy you get stuck on the walls. It gets sent to somebody else when you're being yelled at, right? You feel that energy.
Yeah.
Well, You know, you could be walking past somebody's building, and if somebody's in pain there, and you could pick up that pain.
Yeah.
They're not intending for that to happen.
Right.
But you can pick up that pain, and that's happened to me multitude of times. A pregnant woman's walking by, and my lower back starts to hurt.
Oh, wow.
You know.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
So we are energy beings. So if we know, which people are starting to realize, that everything is energy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And energy transcends space and time, meaning it moves freely all over the place, okay? Aren't you going to be more conscious about the energy that you send out into the universe? So do you want to send out love or anger and hate? And know that you don't have to, a lot of times pain that you have or anxiety or stress, it may be yours, but it may not be yours. It may have come over to you from somebody else. And they don't even have to be, they don't even have to be in the same state.
Right. They sure don't.
Yeah. No, that's how I'm able to work with people all over the world.
Because
I do energy healing all over the world. I have clients in Italy, Israel, Dubai, all over. So if I could help somebody, you know, across the world, that also means you can hurt somebody across the world.
Yes, you can. But right now,
right.
We want to help somebody. So we're going to take our last break, and we will be right back. So stay close.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their Internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On-air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Voice of Peace pop-up from Susan Essentials, you are able to increase productivity, mental acuity, leaving you with higher energy and peace in just 20 minutes. We pop up at our office or yours.
And Grand Rising, thank you for joining us back here on The Female Solution. That video that you are watching is from Queen Mazazi. Did I get that name right?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know where that's coming from, but I'm closing out windows so we don't have that issue again.
I think I had it on Facebook and on StreamYard. So
okay. all righty. And there's Jody. There's Jody. She's walking this morning. And she's back. Yes, we're joined by executive producer Naima Latif, my sister, hours of the microphone, and Jody, that commercial promo you just heard about the pop-up place of peace.
Gonna share a piece with the community.
Okay, and she's freezing. And you're freezing, Jody.
Yeah.
Oh, there she is. Okay.
Oh,
we didn't hear what you said because you froze. You froze, Josie.
Really?
Jody. We didn't hear you.
So, I said thank you. Thank you for playing the Place of Peace commercial. We are actually going to be sharing peace with the Woodstock, Georgia community this afternoon at 4:30 till 6. So, we're having a special event. So, thank you for sharing that.
And that's Tuesdays from 7 until 9 a.m. Central Standard Time here on The Female Solution. So be sure and tune in tomorrow to hear Jody Self-Cell Care. And you will be pleasantly surprised. Who's coming on tomorrow, Jody?
Dr. Steven Spencer.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Steven Spencer is a naturopathic doctor, and we will be offering remote healing sessions for free.
I will definitely be calling in.
Oh, yes, you will be.
Yes, I will be. You know my issues. And we all got them, honey. It's just a matter of time before they show up and show out. So I want to...
That's what's really funny is I think people think, healers don't have issues. I'm like, really?
More issues than the average. I'm sorry.
Yeah, right. But that's why we got into the gig,
mm-hmm.
right? Because we had to heal our own self.
Mm-hmm.
And then we find out how good it is, so we're like, let's share that.
Yeah, let's share that.
Mm-hmm.
So
Queen, she's amazing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That she is. I was like, wow. I mean, she really went within to listen and to talk about stepping out on faith. I mean, you got a building and everything, and then people sabotage it, too. Oh, my God. We got some calls. Let's get these calls. Area code 33.
Come on in and see us. I want to help the homeless.
Excuse me? Hi, who is this?
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. What's your name?
I'm glad you can. First of all, giving honor to God,
Amen.
Mother God and Father God. This is
What's
the day
name?
The Lord God Almighty. This is the day the Lord God Almighty has made. Zelda, I'm gonna tell you my name if you let me give honor and praise to God.
Yes, sir.
Or do you want to talk about the weather in Florida?
I want to talk
my name
about
is Neil. My name is Neil.
Okay.
Tell us Pharaoh to Neil and MacArthur. And this is the day the Lord God has made. Almighty, let us rejoice and be glad and thankful and grateful for our blessings. And let us keep it real and true. Because this is about good and evil. And Miss Queen Mazi, and Aima brought her on for a good reason. She started up talking about the homeless problems in the black community. Because she mentioned drug community. She was talking about the black community. Same way all your malt liquor stores in the black community. And the same way she said she went to ministers to help and help her. Black churches ain't helping. They ain't did nothing. Same way they ain't doing nothing in the community. And then instead of us focusing on how she talked about the hate that she got, mainly from a lot of black folks. Usually they be working for folks like Hillary and them, and then they come and sabotage stuff in the black community, and then lie on her program. She started out doing herself with no money, her own car out there in the street, in the field, in the vineyard. But then y'all want to talk about the weather in Florida, and Jody want to talk about energy transferring and all that kind of stuff, and why. And Jody, you ain't got to get with Queen Mazi to help homeless folks and folks less fortunate. You can do it right now. But the only time folks want to help is when they can get a profit out of it or get something out of it, as opposed to going out and working and addressing the evil in our community that's causing these people to be where they are, whether they're homeless, mental health, or drug addicted, or out there selling their bodies, or whatever. It's evil. And black people in our community, dysfunctionality is what I wanted to ask Queen Mazi about. Why is there so much dysfunctionality and discord in the black community?
All right. Thank you so much for sharing that information. If you want to contact her, you can do so at 561-502-8757. And just in case you didn't hear me, 561-502-8757. 757, and you can also go to her website, which is valleyofloveministries.com. So thank you so very much for that call, for sharing that information. Naima?
I thought it was so powerful what Jody just said about the fact that we are all sharing each other's energy. And if you think about that reality, that you absorb the energy of other people, you would never want to harm someone or send anything negative, because like a boomerang, it comes back to you.
Mm-hmm.
It goes everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I had a friend who moved into a house, and, you know, he had a wonderful marriage, you know, very harmonious. But then as soon as they moved in that new house, they started to argue.
Oh.
And they were at each other's throats, and it got so vicious. And this so happened, the wife ended up doing a little research about the people who had owned the house, and they found out the people who had previously owned the house had gotten a divorce. There's a lot of domestic violence going on.
Ooh.
And the intensity of that was
Yes.
So they had to scrub down the whole house, scrub the walls, and just get rid of that energy of anger and hatred and violence that was affecting them.
That's why it's so important. I just had to say this to that last caller. That's why it's important that we're talking about energy this morning, because if you don't know anything about it, you will call in and say the things that you said because you are uninformed. So please listen and know that this is valuable information in Jody's bag. Go ahead, Naima, continue.
Yes. So we're always picking up the energy around us of people we see and don't see. And like Jody was saying, it transcends time and space. There are a lot of people who have gone to places where atrocities have occurred, where awful crimes have occurred, and they felt the energy, and it might have been something that happened hundreds of years ago. So until we change the energy of the place where we're at, we're going to constantly be feeling what has happened and the energy created by the people before us, regardless of when it happened. That's why you have to always override hate with love. That's how you overcome.
So absolutely.
Feeling in places that have, where people have harmed people, and you still feel the sadness. So I've known the people, matter of fact, a friend of mine that goes to different places and takes people who are conscious energy workers, conscious light workers, going to places where there's been dungeons where people have been tortured, cities where there's been a lot of oppression. You know, all of that is still there. You know, all of the energy of the suffering is still there until you bring different energy and you feel it, and you can be affected by your behavior.
So, so what you were saying though is like your friend who had just scrubbed down the walls, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you have to do that, and in addition, in addition to scrubbing down the walls, you can play music, which is tuned to the frequency of 528, which is the frequency of love, and that will start to permeate the walls instead.
Yeah.
You can also diffuse essential oils, which are plants, right? And that will start to permeate the walls instead of anger and, you know, the other. And so if we can also catch ourselves, because a lot of us, including myself, I used to go to anger first, and now I catch myself, I'm like, oops, nope, wrong emotion, right? I can go with a different emotion, go with compassion, go with inquiry, seek first to understand before trying to be understood.
Mm.
Well, why are you, so if you feel yourself getting angry, clear the anger immediately and then say, okay, ask the person, you know, hey, so what exactly do you mean by whatever it is that they said? And clear that ear fast and clear the misperception. And also, what I did for myself, I found myself being reactive to somebody. So I transmuted my reactive response, okay, to that person, to source energy, and just got rid of it so that I could be present and listen. So if you have someone in your life that you're always reactive to, I'm just going to plug myself for a second here, Zelda. You can call me, and I can transmute that for you.
Oh, wow. 528 megahertz, right?
The music is 528 hertz. Yeah,
yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm pulling it up on YouTube now.
Yeah, because you can clear that energy. I'm going to go outside.
Sound is a very key thing. So just think about somebody who's hearing the sound of name calling. Getting cursed at all the time. And this is what we were talking about, people who are unhoused and the vile things said to them, the contempt shown to them. Think of the kind of negative energy that you're absorbing all day. And then your environment, you're living on the street among trashy places as opposed to a nice, comfortable home where there's beauty and art and comfort and softness. You're living on concrete. You're living in the cold or the excessive heat. All of that and the energy of all of that that you're absorbing every day. How are you going to be pleasant? How are you going to be?
And you're thinking, think about what they're thinking. I am not, cancel this for me. They could, I'm not worthy. Cancel. I don't want that in my energy field. So there's a sense of lack of worth. So we want to replace that worth. I am worthy. I am good enough. I am valued. I am important. I am loved. I am a child of God.
Yes. That's why with the work that Queen Mazazi does is so critical in making people feel worthy. And, I mean, that was amazing. She talked about how she picked up people. I help folks, but I don't think I've ever had the courage level to pick up someone in my car by myself.
No, I don't have that either. You are absolutely
you know,
right.
What is that?
She can pick up people in her car that were homeless and, you know, take them home or take them to a shelter. She would, you know, literally drive them someplace. People she didn't know. Just trust in God, you know, trust in your energy.
Right. But when you walk with God, okay.
You know when someone's safe.
Right. That's so beautiful.
Yes.
Okay, let's just take this in for a moment, shall we?
Yes.
And let me just do a mantra with this.
Please do.
I am anybody who's listening to this, repeat this for yourself. I am a child of God. I am loved. My life is worthy of this. My life is very worthy. I am worthy. I am loved. I am the frequency of love. I give love. I can receive love. Say that again. I can receive love.
I can receive love.
This is a big one I'm hearing in the universe. Let's just repeat that. I am love and I can receive love.
I am love and I can receive love.
There we go. I am love and I can receive love.
I am love and I can receive love.
My life is rooted in love.
My life is rooted in love.
My life is grounded in love.
My life is grounded in love.
Be the love.
Be the love.
beautiful.
Thank you so much, Jody, for that. Greatly appreciated. We've got a comment here, Jody. Joy says, amen, Naima. Excellent, Susan. Clear to be understanding before attempting to be understood. All right, now. Clear the energy in music is a powerful tool. Yes, Joy, teach my sister. I think of how my ancestors was able to clear the energy with songs and slay in the slave fields in America. How true. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yes,
thank you so much.
That's what they sing.
That's exactly
sing.
Why they sing.
You know, wow, right?
Yes.
Brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I never understood that. And then I totally understand that, but I didn't know, it hadn't crossed my path, of course, until just right now.
Mm.
Yeah. Again.
Oh, we've got some calls.
Energy. Yeah,
I'm sorry. 336-350, you're live on The Female Solution. Hi, what's your name, where are you calling from, and what's your comment? 336-350? Okay, we'll come back to you. Let's go to 312. Oh, are you there? 336-350? 336, going on.
Hello.
All right, hi, who's this?
This is Mama AZ.
Mama AZ, yay!
AZ, recognize the number.
Oh, okay. Hi, Mama AZ, Grand Rising. Thank you for joining us this morning.
I'll make this quick. I thank you, Jody. I like for you to send that particular meditation. I listen to that all the time. As a matter of fact, I'm going to play that at Miracle Valley. We have just heard something that I had just had a dream that I was going to call Brother Kwame about. And you have confirmed some things that Reverend A.A. Allen, who created Miracle Valley, the Bible College out here in Miracle Valley, Arizona. There's a lot of healing that needs to go on there because you know they had a shootout and part of the people are there in Harvey, Illinois. And I've been working on this mission since 2009. And I thank you for that confirmation to let me know that I'm not crazy. And that brother that was on.
No, ma'am.
That was so upset. Bless your heart. Bless your heart. Bless your heart, sir. It has to do with energy. And I know you're not enlightened yet. And that's why the universe has you to call into the Female Solution and voice the opinion that or the opinions that you give. Whether this is
okay, Mama AZ, I need to hold on for just a moment. We got to close the ending because I always get, I sometimes forget to play that ending, and I got to play this ending. If you're on the line right now and you want to comment, 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak, call in right now because the switchboard cuts off at 9 a.m., the after show starts.
Today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/TheFemaleSolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Sheshe, India, Zanyaba, Japan, Arigato, Korea, Kamsamnida, Russia, Spasiba, Germany, Danke, Poland, Dziękuję, France, Merci, Spain, gracias, Italy, grazie, Egypt, shukran, Ghana, medasi, Nigeria, eshe, South Africa, Ngiyabonga, Senegal, Geret,
Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you, and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Officially in the after show of the why we should help the homeless, the unhoused. And our executive producer, Naima Latif, will take it from here. Thank you, Naima.
Well, we thank all of you all for staying with us. We've got some callers on the line. I think, Mama AZ, you were finishing a thought, and then we're going to go to 312-802 after that, so hold on. And Mama AZ, you still with us?
I am. I was on mute.
Okay.
You're open. Go ahead.
You're open. Go ahead, Mama AZ. Thank you for staying with us. And thank all of you for staying with us on Facebook and YouTube.
I'm wondering, is that brother still with us? Is he still there? Do you know?
I believe still listening, yes.
I think it was Brother Neil.
Yes.
Yeah.
Still listening.
Okay. Brother Neil, continue, sir, to listen to the Female Solution, Soul Purpose Healing. It's very important. Breathe. Don't allow yourself to get upset. And I'm so grateful that you shared what you did, because sometimes we allow ourselves to get into a spot or a place because of lack of knowledges, you see. So thank you. I want to commend you for having the courage to voice your opinion, because you have no idea of how you have helped others to know that there are other ways of transferring energy. Look into that. So I'll be quiet and listen, family, and let others speak their opinion. And brother, call me if you choose to. You can call me too. Thank us. I'm listening. I'm gonna mute.
And where can he reach you at, Mama AZ?
Oh, I'm in Sierra Vista, Arizona, on a mission to transfer energy and bring forth healing. And he can call me at 336-350-5474. And again, 336-350-5474. And if I don't answer, leave me a message, and I will eventually get it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mama AZ. And for Neil, our listening, the gentleman who called, and you could tell he was a little upset this morning. We wanted to change the energy in the atmosphere. So, Neil, I ask you to help yourself, help us help you by clearing your energy space and listening to this YouTube video. It's 528 hertz of healing music. I promise you, you just keep that on all day in the background. You don't even have to hear it. Your subconscious is soaking it up. And that will
just
ease
send
that
to me.
Going on. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mama AZ.
Oh, I apologize. Send that one to me because I plan a journey to Miracle Valley to do a ceremony, and I will play that. Thank you.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much. Go ahead, Naima.
Yes, all right. Well, thank you, Mama AZ. As always, your wisdom is much appreciated. And I've opened the mic for 312-802. Introduce yourself to our listening and viewing audience and give us your song. Unmute yourself. 312-802, your mic is open.
Well, there's one beneath him, 111.
All right, we'll come back to you, 802, and let's go to area code 111. Your mic is open. Go ahead.
Why should we help the unhoused, the homeless? That's the question of the day. 111-111, unmute your mic if you want to speak. And
the call drops. Okay.
Okay.
Well, of course, anybody else that's on the switchboard that hasn't spoken, make sure you press 1 and you'll open your mic. You know, one of the things that really struck me that Queen Mazazi said is how the young lady that she had helped then turned vicious. And, you know, sometimes when people deep down don't feel worthy and you help them, they do turn on you. And that's what it is. They really don't feel worthy. They can't receive love like that mantra we just got through doing. They can't. And it's so deep inside of you that you are unworthy. If someone helps you, in your mind, you're saying they look down on me. They think they're better than me. They really don't like me. They'll probably talk about me behind my back. You know, your mind is telling you all these things because of how you feel about yourself. So even if someone does reach out with a sincere heart to help, you can't receive love because you have not loved yourself. Mm. And that's why you receive people that you help. And you do it with sincerity, and they appear to be ungrateful. It's because they can't receive love because they don't love themselves.
That's a hard pill to swallow.
It is. It is. And all of us who've done any kind of charity work, we've experienced that.
Oh, yeah.
Feeling of betrayal. It's like, you know, but I did this sincerely, and you're going to treat me like this? You know, and it makes you feel sad for a minute because you don't understand it. You don't understand how someone could be hostile to you when you have given love. How am I getting hate back? But it's really the hate for themselves that they're projecting at you. So this work of helping the unhoused, like you said, you know, a lot of times people are judging them, you know, what did you do to get in this situation? You must have done something wrong. You must be on drugs. You must be an alcoholic. You know, you did something wrong, the reason why this bad situation had happened to you. Therefore, I'm not responsible to help you because you should be able to help yourself. I mean, sometimes we get into that mode. It's kind of a self-righteous, judgmental attitude. But the thing is, if you are purely being a being of love, you don't judge. Yeah, if I give you this $5, you might go and spend it on liquor. Or you might get yourself a sandwich and maybe you haven't eaten for 2 days. You know, it's not for me to judge. It's for me to give you the opportunity. And you're going to continue to act out whatever is inside of you. If self-destructive behavior is still inside of you, then you take the money and blow it on some, you know, something that's harmful to you, and instead of doing something that would improve your quality of life. But that's the choice that you're making based on how you think. A lot of people who are in emotional pain are self-medicating with alcohol. So anything that can get rid of the pain for them in the state of mind that they're in, that's the right thing. So, yeah, they may take that $5 and go and get some more self-medicating liquor, you know, because that's what they feel like they need to cope with whatever pain that has gotten them to that point in their lives where they find themselves. Even then, we can't judge, because who knows what you would do if you had gone through what they have gone through, whatever it may be. Who knows how you would handle the internal pain. So you can't judge people and decide they don't deserve help. Just give. You do what's right, and then whatever they do, so that's on them. So you've done what you're supposed to do as a fellow human being. And that is a hard pill to swallow when you give and someone either appears ungrateful or does something you feel is wasteful of your money. Like, you know, next time you and they're drunk and you think, I should have kept my $5, I could have bought myself something.
Okay.
But that's what they feel like they need it.
Right.
So it's a hard thing to do. I mean, if you have problems with that, then, you know, just go buy the food for them. You know, take them to the restaurant and order the food and buy it.
There you go.
They got the food and they even eat it so you can say, okay, I fed someone.
Yep.
I mean, some people have done that, and I've done that. You know,
I've done that.
Somebody's outside of a restaurant, they're begging, okay, come on in, I'll buy your food, you know.
And on top of that, sometimes you have to keep in mind that when people are asking you for things, they're not always in their right mind. Because about a month ago, I'm past McDonald's. I went in to get me some tea because it was just 90 degrees out like it is today, and it was hot. And I was like, well, you can only drink so much water. I need some tea. So I went in to get some tea, and the brother was standing outside with a cup, like a half a block away as I'm coming to McDonald's, and he asked me, he said, can I get some change? I said, I'm on my way to McDonald's, I can buy you something to eat. And he says, okay, I want a hamburger. I said, okay, I'll get you a hamburger. And I said, but I'm not coming back this way, so you need to come to McDonald's, and you can wait inside or outside, it's hot, I don't care. I get the hamburger and come outside. He's not there, and I see him. He's only half a block away. I see him on the corner, and he's asking for money. And I'm waving at him, telling him to come get the hamburger. Honey, he looked at me and walked away. And I was like, oh, really?
He wanted the money. He didn't want the
money. Yeah, he wanted the money. I was like, okay, you played me, but that's okay because I'll give it to somebody who's really hungry.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not playing games with me.
Yeah, sometimes that happens. I mean, that is not really for you. Somebody will... You know, they ask you to give them money, and you say, well, I'll buy you food. And then, this happened any more time, you know, I just gone grocery shopping, and somebody's asking for money. I said, well, I don't have any cash because I bought this on my card. But, you know, I do have food here. I mean, I got bananas. Oh, no, I can't eat fruit because, you know, whatever reason they had. And then I said, okay, well, I have a bag of chips. You know, I can't eat that because, you know, whatever. I mean, they had everything that offered in terms of food, they had reasons why they couldn't eat
right.
it. And then, well, don't you just have a couple of dollars? I said, no, I don't have any cash. I'm telling you this.
Right.
So I finally realized, okay, this helps. You know, because if you really hungry, because their first thing was, I'm hungry, can you give me a few dollars? You know, I'm hungry, can you help me? And that was their first thing. So if you're telling me you're hungry and I'm offering you food, but then everything I got in this bag, you can't eat, okay, can't eat bananas, can't eat chips, you know, what else did I have in there? I think I had, you know, cookies, I had all kinds of stuff, you know. And then, of course, I had regular food that you had to prepare, which, I mean, say you're homeless, you don't have a stove to cook things. But I'm offering you what I have in terms of good food to eat. And you can't eat the food, but oh, I'm allergic to this. Oh, well, you know, I don't have enough teeth for that. Oh, well, this is too much sugar, and you know, I'm diabetic. Okay, you got all these reasons why you can't eat anything. Can I, the bottom line is, can you just give me some money?
Well, right.
You know, so there's that.
It's a challenge.
You know, and there's the time I went into a restaurant and, you know, offered to pay someone. Buy them a meal, and they wanted to, you know, order like 8-course dinner. I'm like, no, you spending $40 on me. Listen,
I don't think so.
A meal, you know, I'm not trying to feed you for 2 weeks. This is, you know, and I'm not saying that people don't have a right to be hungry and maybe take advantage of this opportunity, but if you're helping someone, you don't ever want to feel taken advantage of, because it will then create resentment in you, and then you don't help the next person who really does.
He really needs to help.
Be balanced about it. You know, only give what you can afford to spare. Don't give more than you, you know, you feel like, oh, well, I gave too much. Now your energy has changed. Now you're feeling resentful. And that's the wrong spirit.
Right.
Because when you give, you want to walk away feeling good that you gave, not feeling angry or resentful or hostile or, you know, disdainful at people because they asked, you know, and you didn't really want to give. Always give with the right spirit. Feeling good that you sincerely helped someone and feeling good that you were able to share what you have. Now, I might go out and maybe I only have $5 in my pocket.
Right.
Maybe I'll get that $5 because I can always get another $5. I'm on the bank. I got, you know, a business coming. So, you know, okay, that's all I have, but I'll give it to you because I know I can get more. But if you're not feeling that really, that generous spirit of giving, don't give money with anger because the energy of the anger
comes
from money. You know, and
yes,
it becomes a curse instead of a blessing. So give blessings when you give. Give with love when you give. And it will multiply. That's what comes back to you. Whatever you give out comes back to you. So if you give resentment with the money, then resentment is going to come back. So give with love. Give with gratitude that you had to give. And give with respect for the person you're giving, you know. Don't give and then say something nasty like, you need to get out of here, get off the street, beg, get you a job, you know. Because then you're given a curse, even though you're given money, but a curse came with it, and they will receive that curse, and that curse will come back to you. So, you know, be aware of your energy as you interact with people, as you give to people, as you help people. Never do it with an attitude of scorn, because that's like saying, I'm better than you. I look down on you. I despise you. And they feel that energy. So when we talk about the energy that the unhoused have to absorb everything, the scorn, I mean, can you imagine the courage that it does take to get out and ask people for money, knowing that each
yes.
person could humiliate you, could insult you, knowing that, you know, somebody can call the police on you because you're trying to get a few dollars for a meal or whatever the case may be. So it takes a certain amount of courage to face that. And some people feel like, well, maybe that's the incentive they need to go get a job. Well, when you tell somebody, go get a job, everybody doesn't have the creative mindset of how to create an income. They may never have been exposed to it. Maybe there's nobody in their family that ever generated income independently, which is what entrepreneurs do.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't have the thought to do it and the exposure of someone who's done it and maybe some lessons on how to do it, then you don't know. And you're sincerely feeling like, well, if no one gives to me, then I can't take care of myself. That's a belief system, and that can change. But even that takes some work to change a belief in helplessness.
It takes a lot of work.
It takes a lot of work because a lot of people they're out there on the streets because they don't believe they can take care of themselves. Something happened, they lost a job, they didn't have a backup plan, they didn't have any knowledge of sales or anything that they could use to generate an income that would sustain themselves. They could be going through anything. Maybe they were living at home. Maybe they're a young adult living at home. The parents died. You know, they didn't know how to generate enough money to pay rent or mortgage where they were staying. They lost the place they were staying. They didn't have the knowledge on how to take care of themselves. Even though they might have gone to high school, but what does high school teach you to do? Nothing.
Okay.
What survival skills do you have when you graduate from high school? None at all.
Mm-mm.
So you have people in that situation. There's a lot of young homeless people, and you would think, well, why don't they get
you? That's exactly what I saw when I started going to Tent City, and I see all these young people. I mean, I was like, these children should be at home with their parents. Why are they out here in Tent City?
Yeah. Yeah. Things have happened, you know.
Yes.
Parents are dysfunctional. Parents
yes.
might have died.
Drugs.
Fear.
Molestation. Yeah. Fear. Eviction.
Yes.
Yeah.
And once you get into that cycle of homelessness, it's hard to get out, especially if you don't have a network of friends or family that will help you. Like Queen Mazandi was saying.
Yeah.
Okay, your family, they'll help you maybe for a week or two. You're going to sleep on the couch, and they'll tolerate that. But after that, they raise you to go.
Yep.
And then they stop being nice.
Yep.
You know, so you feel the pressure to leave. And, hey, and if you have children and are homeless, well, you know, children are children. Yeah, they're going to be loud. They're going to tear up stuff. And how many people will tolerate that in their home for a long period of time? Not too many. Not even family, you know. So, again, you know, they'll be urging you to get out. Well, you know, can't you find a room or find some? Don't you have some friends? So we've all known people that they will move from house to house to house, you know, sleeping on this person's couch, sleeping on that person's couch, you know, just surviving and not having any place to go because something somewhere, they just haven't been able to get back into the groove of being able to earn enough to pay for a place to live.
And
homelessness becomes a way of life. I've known many people that, I mean, for years, they've technically been homeless, just staying with different people until that person can't take no more and they you know, ask them to leave. And, you know, it's a sad thing because a lot of times, you know, friendships are damaged, you know, because maybe for whatever reason, you know, somebody invites you to stay in their house and they find it overwhelming because you come with all of your emotional baggage, you know, and whatever drama you might be having, and you've got a personal life. Like, you know, Queen Mazandi was talking about the boyfriend, you know, he wanted to be there and didn't want to move in. And no, look, if you're a man, why ain't you helping her?
Right.
Oh,
right.
You ain't come here and loaf off me? No.
Right.
So those things happen. And, you know, people might say, well, why would you want the young lady to have a relationship? We want to encourage responsibility. If two people are working together, you can work things out. But if someone helps the woman that you're with a place to stay and she has no money, and you decide, oh, well, let me come and stay with you, is that really helpful? But now you're both taking advantage of, what, another woman? Husband to try to keep a roof over your head and food in your mouth, and you're an able-bodied man, and you're supposed to care about this woman?
Mm-hmm.
So, no, you can't stay here with her. If you're with her, then y'all both need to go and find a place to stay, you know, because that's the honorable thing to do. You don't take advantage of people because of their kindness. But that has happened. People have helped somebody, and then they think they're moving somebody else, and then somebody else is like, wait a minute, I ain't doing that. So, yeah, starting a homeless shelter, you really need a lot of support system. You do need people who can understand how to deal with mental illness. That's real. And that's why a lot of homeless people prefer not to go to shelters because they know there are a lot of people who are mentally ill in those shelters and they make it unsafe. Because the people who run the shelters, they can't police everybody. Look, we're giving you a bed for the night. 6 o'clock in the morning, you need to be up out of here. This is what we can do. You get here at 3, you get a bed. If you miss the deadline, sorry. Once you're here, you got to be out of here in the morning. So that's where a lot of shelters operate. And, yeah, it's disruptive maybe because you got to take all your stuff with you wherever you go. And it's a very hard life. So it's difficult once you get in that rut to get out of it unless you have somebody who's willing, like Queen, to actually go step by step and help you restore your mind, body, and spirit. I mean, taking you to church, you know, just helping them with their spirit because that's really what's broken. That's the first thing that has to be repaired is the spirit. So if you can do that, then they can have the right frame of mind to think their way out of that situation, to figure out, okay, maybe I can take some training classes so I can get a skill, so I can get some work, and then I can work myself into a place to stay, and then I can be able to, you know, properly take care of myself. So it's a step-by-step process. So, I mean, she is doing some major work in restoration and helping people, So if you get into the activity of helping people, like you were saying earlier, you can't be judgmental. You can't look at, well, it's their fault, they should know better, they should be able to do something with themselves. You can't be judgmental because you don't know what happened to break a person on the inside.
You sure don't.
And you don't know if you would have been able to be unbroken if you were drawn to what they saw. So you have to have a heart of compassion. You have to have a lot of patience. You can't take it personally if they do betray you after you've given your best, because that just means they just weren't ready to receive love. They
right.
still don't love themselves.
Right.
And
that's a process. So that's a process.
It's a process. And ultimately, we're all responsible for ourselves. I mean, do all you can, but then at the end, let it go and don't feel like you failed if the person is not able to get themselves out of it. Remember when I first started doing classes at Cook County Jail, and I used to do parenting classes for the women who had lost their children to DCFS, so they got arrested and went to jail. And when I got ready to start doing the classes, a friend of mine who had been doing prison ministry a long time gave me some wonderful advice. He said, go there, do the best you can for those women, but don't take their problems home. Leave at the end of the day. And don't let their situation consume your personal life. You're trying to help them fix this and fix that and do all these errands for them. Do what you can when you're there and let it go at the end of the day. And that was the best advice, because if you start taking on people's burdens, you will burn yourself out.
Yes, you will.
And you try to figure out, well, how can I help them with their wayward child is somewhere on drugs, or how can I help them with this abusive partner that they're running from? How can I help? You can't help people fix their lives. That's their lesson learned. You can give what you have to give, but ultimately you have to give and then let go and let them work with whatever you've given them and whatever they have. You know, do your best to restore their faith in themselves so they can help themselves, but you can't carry other people's burdens, because you will get burned out and broken.
It'll take you out of here. It will take you right on the body. And you are absorbing their energy. We talked about that yesterday, medical intuitive. You are taking on their energy, and you wonder why you say the things you do, feel the way you feel.
Yeah, getting depressed.
Yeah.
So this is another thing. I mean, you got to have ways to restore yourself. When you're around people that are broken, depressed, sad, angry, hurt, you are absorbing all of that energy. And at the end of the day, you have to have a way to restore your soul. You have to have a way to restore your soul. You have to have a way to bring yourself back up to the level of joy. And, you know, you look at people who, like police officers. They're seeing the worst of human behavior all day long. There's no way that's not affecting that person. So unless they have something that they do, some spiritual practice that they do, eventually it will break them. And then that's when you start seeing all these maladaptive behaviors where they can't use discernment to see, oh, this person is not dangerous. They're just, you know, somebody taking their child to school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want to snatch them out of the car and handcuff them, because you're out of balance. You've been too long absorbing negative energy, and now affected you. So there has to be a way, when you have a stressful job, that you de-stress and that you restore your spirit so that you can meet the next person with love instead of all of the stress that you are
digesting from other people. Ingesting, not digesting, but ingesting. That's why that breathing exercise that I do on Monday morning mindfulness, that is part of it. You have got to arm yourself. As Jody said, put yourself in a bubble. You've got to put on, the Bible says, put on your protective armor. Your protective armor is your thinking. It is your prayer. It is your meditation. It is your mindfulness. That's why I say you have to arm yourself before you run out the door, because the world is waiting to knock you down. And if you don't do that first thing in the morning, you're going to have problems during the course of the day. We all have them. It's just how you respond to them. Do you respond or do you react? Like if somebody comes at you, you go right back at them, or do you just stop and say, they're going to look at you like you're crazy, but it doesn't matter as long as you can contain your energy. Don't fly off the handle and give them what they want. And you just see so much of that on social media nowadays. It is simply overwhelming. It's overwhelming, and I get that.
Yeah.
But it's something that we have got to master. Mastering everything else, let's learn how to master our emotions.
That's critical. And the thing about social media, you get angry and then you say something horrible. Now, it's one thing if you send somebody a private text message, it just goes to them. But then you put it on social media for the world to see. Imagine how negative energy is magnified, this infinite number of times, because you didn't stop and think before you decided to speak and attack someone.
Mm-hmm.
And now you put it out there and everybody can see it. So not only that person hurt, everybody who saw it feels the hurt, and now you brought their energy level down. So the hurt that is done when you make something public is just immeasurable. And it goes on and on and on. I mean, how long does something stay on Facebook or
forever.
YouTube or TikTok or Instagram, Twitter? I mean, how long does a comment remain? I mean, it's like, it's timeless. Forever.
Forever.
So you're constantly, so you can take that same energy of meanness and you could instead choose to send love and choose to send joy, choose to send out good messages, helpful, happy messages, and that can literally change the world. You're changing people's internal energy, and because they're happier, then they're kinder, and their kindness spreads. So we're changing the world every day, either for the better or the worse, depending on what we choose to say and do.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be conscious about it. Like you said, we've got to master our emotions so we can choose the highest emotions. And then we'll see a difference in what we experience with people around us, because whatever we're putting out is going to keep coming back. So if you're finding yourself, you're always experiencing negativity. I mean, it happens to everybody to some degree, but if you see that your life is just taking a turn for the worse and just everything is coming at you, that's a message from the universe. Watch what you're putting out, because something is coming back to you that you are putting out. That's how it works.
And you wonder why things happen the way they happen. It's because that is the level of consciousness that you are currently operating on. So when supposedly bad things come to you, ask yourself the question, what's the lesson to learn from this? Not, oh my God, this happened. Don't nobody want to hear your problems. You don't want to hear them. So what makes you think somebody else want to hear? Get quiet. Right.
Think about what was I supposed to learn from?
Yeah. What's the lesson here? Because there's always a lesson.
Absolutely.
Even though we don't want to hear it. Are we going to see if we get another call before we get out of here?
Let's see, anybody on the switchboard now, make sure you press 1 if you have a thought that you have not had a chance to share.
872-901, are you still there? Are you with us? Did you want to comment? Okay, let's go to 336-350. Your hand is up as well. Did you want to speak? Okay, then we will close out the show.
All right. Great.
Oh, who is that? Is that Mama
AC?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm just listening, and the brother is calling me. Brother Neil, bless his heart.
I can barely hear you, AC.
Yeah, you're very far away.
Yeah, you sound really far away. Yeah, hear you now. Yeah, much better.
Oh, okay. Excellent. This is a new phone. Anyway, Brother Neil is calling me, and I told him that I was still connected to you. But this is a blessing. I'm so grateful, and please send that the music. Send the music, and I'm reaching out to everybody in the family. If there's any way that you can donate a dollar or two or whatever, because I'm back at home. I had to abruptly leave the facility because they were getting ready to evict me.
Oh, wow.
From my apartment. And so I have some issues with health care being provided and this, that, and the other. But I'm just reaching out. I don't normally like to ask family. But anyway, I sent you Dr. Lateef, Dr. Leestra's contact number. At least I thought I did. And she has set up where you can Zelle any amount to her, and it gets to me.
Now, who is this, Mama?
Okay, this is Dr. Leestra Lloyd. While I was there in the facility, can you believe this? I was there a year and a half.
Whoa.
And I noticed I was there a year and a half, and I'm not walking still. I don't want to go into everything right now because it makes me cry, but I got part of my leg, and I'm grateful for that because it was a possibility that I was maybe facing amputation.
Oh.
And so anyhow, Dr. Leestra Lloyd fixed it where I could get my rent paid and my electric bill and stuff like that paid automatically. And so she handles my money affairs.
Okay.
To make
What is her number, Mama AZ, and what's your number?
Okay, my number is 336-350-5474, and I will retext Dr. Leestra Lloyd's number to you, Dr. Lateef, and then you can share it however you see fit.
Okay, wonderful. We'll do that.
Okay.
So for those of you who are listening who would like to donate to someone who listens often, loyal listeners, that's the word for it, loyal listener who has supported us from day one here at the Female Solution, we want to support her in her journey. So how will they contact us, Naima?
Well, they can send emails to naima.thefemalesolution@gmail.com, which Naima is spelled N-A-I-M-A-H .thefemalesolution, all one word, @gmail.com.
Okay, and I'm going to put that up here on the screen so that we can see that. Know that you're loved and know that we're going to get that information out to the public. Right now is speak Naima dot the female solution at gmail.com. All right. So that's where you can send. Can you see that? Naima dot the female solution at gmail.com. Is that right, Naima?
That's right.
All righty. Okay, Mama AZ.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning, and know that you're loved, and we got your back. So that's all you need to know. As we close out, thank us. Just so you'll know the lineup for the week, here it is. And we will see you back here tomorrow morning with Jody Susan of Self-Care. Naima, the female solution at gmail.com is the number, is the email address to contact Naima regarding donations for Mama AC. And I leave you with the female solution. Thank you so much for joining us. And if you want to comment, we would love to have your comment. You can also email myself Zelda@higherlearningnetwork.org. It's in here somewhere. I'm trying to find it before we go off the air. Because I know, on air everywhere. Be sure and check out onaireverywhere.com. And how did I forget about the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest? Our youth, July 30th is the next one, not this Saturday, but next Saturday. Those who are interested in being contested, if you sing, dance, act, rap, direct, produce, whatever you do, 13 to 19, send in 1-minute video audition link via YouTube to HLNTVShow@gmail.com. And thank you for subscribing while you are there. We appreciate you. We look forward to having you back and being a part of the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest every last Saturday of the month. Okay? And be sure and check out our Instagram page as we leave you for the day. You can email me, hlntvshow@gmail.com, as well as for the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest, which is every last Saturday of the month. And you can always go to, I've updated the page, so you can go to it too on zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. And here we go. Thank you so much for watching. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning with Self-Care with Jody Susan. Make it a great day. Thanks for watching.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soul Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Shauna. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
And thank you so much for joining us here on The Female Solution as I leave you with a copy of, not a copy, leave you with trying to show you the page to my blog so you'll see the updates from the show that you can share with others who have not had a chance to see and hear this show this morning. These are the updates from the after show. So the information is there. Queen Mazuzi Karu is there, and the video is there, her website is there, and that healing energy music on YouTube.
My name is Scott
Harris. That we left with you. So thank you so very much.
Just listen.
Uh-oh.
This is my wife.
Where'd that come from?
My son. And my
wife. It's always something. It's always something. But let me get out of this, and last but not least, this is our fundraiser for the homeless that we do here at the HigherLearningNetwork.org. Did I mention that? HigherLearningNetwork.org. And we have t-shirts that are available. I call them selfies.
Wow.
If you're going to take selfie with an affirmation, do that to remind yourself of the greatness that is within you. So let's remember to meditate to activate. So let's take one long last deep breath together. When the chaos comes, you do what? You simply breathe in. Hold it, and exhale. And if you do that at least 3 times before you speak, I promise you, it will make a difference in the quality of your life. Stay on purpose, stay in power, stay tuned, and we'll see you back here tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. sharp, 7 a.m. Central Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com, The Female Solution, and the website for The Female Solution Facebook page, Naima.
Go to Facebook and go to The Female Solution, and you're right there live on The Female Solution. And tomorrow we'll be on Susan Essentials Facebook page and YouTube channel, so make sure you tune in on a visual of Jody and her guest. Go to Susan Essentials on Facebook.
And in the words of Bugs Bunny, that's all, folks. Thanks for watching. Shalom. Peace. And love, peace, and hair grease. Make it a great day. Remember to get you a t-shirt. Help the homeless. even if you don't feel like it. Do it anyway. Good karma. All right. All right. Ooh, Lord, cut all these lights off. I'm sitting up here sweating like a pig.
Oh, wow.
Okay, an indie imbecile. Thank y'all for listening. Bye-bye now. Okay.